Hi, who just came on?
This is Monty.
Hi, Monty, this is Karen Eastwood.
Good morning, Karen.
How are you doing?
Better today. I've had a kind of a rough Monday and Tuesday. I had some bugs, I think, bite me, and so I've been taking my, having things going in and going out.
Yeah.
So I've been here on the call, but not constantly because of the situation.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm feeling better today.
Well, that's good. That's important.
Yep. How's the weather your way?
Well, a little bit more than what you guys are getting. I understand that you guys are getting lots of snow over there.
Yeah, we got, I'm South Olympia, and we got 14 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
You guys don't know what to do with that, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do. Stay inside.
I heard this morning on the news that they have a shortage of snow plows over there. Oh, man.
Yep, crazy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We got the snow too, so what can I say? Anyhow. Give me your evaluation of how you feel like this program is different than the last one.
Well, I really like the alkaline acid feature of this new program. I've been doing some reading on alkaline and acid and alkaline.
Uh-huh.
And it really kind of amazes me on the benefits of our body being more towards the alkaline than the acidic side. I'm starting to understand that our body is actually an amazing tool because of all the acid that we put in our body. If there was nothing, in other words, if the kidneys and the lungs and the blood and all that other those other things didn't do what they're required to do, that none of us would be here.
Yeah.
And be able now to drink the alkaline water.
Yeah.
Man, that's just going to be the program before was very, very beneficial for me, and I know other people. But this time, I really think with the alkaline water, we're really headed in some good things. But like everything, It isn't something you just take and all of a sudden everything's fine. It's going to take some time for this to work and do its job, but, man, we're headed on a better path than we were before.
You know, I have a daughter that is of the Neekin products and so on, and she tells me all the time, she says, Mom, your body will take for every year that it's been in a certain problem, it will take 3 months to heal. So if you've been in that problem for 10 years, you've got 30 months. How long? That's a year and a half, you know, essentially. So that's really what we're looking at, is a long-term way of helping our body.
Right on.
So like you said, you can't expect to overnight.
Well, one thing I have noticed, oh, it's probably Mary Dean's on here.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Ruth?
It is.
I didn't even recognize your voice at first. That's bad.
This is Nancy in Texas. I can be on for just a little bit. Mary Dean here?
Ruth?
Yes?
Monty and I were just discussing our evaluation of this program. And something that maybe ought to be brought out to the group is something that Cynthia has been trying to tell me for a long time. She says, Mom, however long your body has been out of kilter, you should recognize it, for every year, it will take 3 months to heal. So I think those of us that are on this program that are expecting overnight everything perfect, it's not going to happen overnight or be perfect until we give our body a really good opportunity to be healing.
That is true. It can't heal that fast. One of the things that is suggested in the class that I'm taking, or is a part of the class, is that you eat only the anti-inflammatories, or the don't eat any of the acidic group for 5 weeks. You do your plate. You have your vegetables and your fruits. And then the other part of your plate, two-thirds of your plate is the vegetables and the fruit, kind of like we've done before. And then one-third is the protein and the grain. And but we stay away from the acidic or the inflammatory completely.
You know, that's really interesting because, you know, when Clyde and I were down in Utah that long period of time, I went to a doctor. Now, he teaches at the University of Utah Medical School, so he's no slouch. And he told us, he says, first place, he says, drugs are needed only to save lives. You should never be on any drug for a long term. And he did just what you're saying. He, to go on his way of getting back to normal, he first put us on just fruits and vegetables, and we were on just that for 2 weeks, and then he added the next thing he added, I can't remember, but anyway, after two weeks he'd add another thing, and then the last 2 weeks he added the grains, and on the grains he said you only take one grain such as rice, and you eat it for 2 or 3 days, and then if you're okay, you add another grain. Now that I think back at what I experienced there and what you're teaching here, I think, my goodness, that's very interesting.
I think what's really interesting or really dumb is I've been talking for how long? Probably at least 2 years. We've been talking about the fact that the chronic diseases are caused by inflammation. Inflammation is caused a great deal in what we eat. But we just kept saying, well, we'll still eat this many acidic foods and try to balance it. But without making the correction for 5 or 6 weeks of finding out how we feel. Then the other thing I've been teaching is forever, is since Shapley days, is list, the way you know how to eat and what to do is by listening to your body. How's it looking? How's it feeling? And it's about time I got enough sense to put these things together.
Ruth, the first time you told Clyde and I to listen to our body, my husband came home and he says, what does she mean by listening to your body? It doesn't talk to me or something like that. I mean, he got totally absurd. And now he understands, but he just was blown away that you had this comment of listening to your body. You've come a long way, dear.
Well, I think I'm awfully slow, actually. I teach one, know one thing and not put them together. Finally get them there. Let's see if Mary Dean's here once.
I'm here. I'm just listening.
Okay, glad to have you here. We haven't pulled anything together. We're just chatting, so we'll hand the microphone over to you.
Okay, good morning. My screen is not up. I don't know, my computer is on its last leg, I think. So I'm not sure if we'll need the slides this morning, but welcome. I've heard lots of beeps here, and I'd like to welcome all. I'd like people who would like to acknowledge that they're on the call. I'd love to have you.
Hey, good morning.
This is Ruth. I'm on the call.
So I'm on the call.
Good morning,
that's Liz.
Nancy's on the call.
Steve Crowfoot, Sandy, Utah.
Good morning.
Bernie with Yellum.
Pardon me? I want to know if that was Karen Eastwood.
Yes.
I wanted to know if everybody can see the screen. Excuse me. Can anybody see Elle see it? And Mary said she couldn't. I want to know if you're sure that you guys can see the screen. It's been up for a while.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah, see it.
So, Mary, I have everything all in one desktop presentation, so if you want me to put a slide up, I can do that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the call this morning. I think we had a great call yesterday, and I'm just grateful to be here, and we're all snowed in here in the Northwest. Got kids home for the third day. This has been a long holiday weekend for us here. Hopefully they'll all be going back to school tomorrow. But I'd like to have us take some time today. We talked last week a little bit about what I'd like the focus of the call to be, but is to share something that has happened to you over the course of the last week that you found was a way for you to, where you got in tune with maybe what prompted you to be successful, a tip that helped you make a good choice, and or an aha that you had that maybe you, like yesterday, I realized that I was watching the kids out with the snow, and I was kind of trying to keep an eye on who was throwing snowballs at who, and wasn't really getting as much done around here as I normally do during the week when Peter's off at school. And I found myself wanting to eat something, and I realized that it was totally out of boredom that I was eating, because I really wasn't hungry, but it was, I'm normally just, you know, in and out of the house and up and down the stairs and doing stuff, and I found myself a little bored and wanting to just pick at something. So, and I'm sure that having been on the call yesterday morning, that was my mind was, you know, aware of that thought. But I know I thought, then I realized how many times I have either been bored or a little anxious, and that somehow picking at some food, you know, even if I don't think it's a bad thing to pick at, like you have an extra piece of fruit or popcorn's a favorite one of mine that I will just, I'll have if I'm bored. It's not the worst thing, but it certainly adds up. But so that was my little aha yesterday, and I have been much more aware about having things around the house now, fresh new things that I put up to read. And be aware to counteract some of that and get back on track, because again, like you were talking, Karen, how I feel is important, and feeling good is a place that I want to stay. So those were some of my thoughts. Mary Dean,
yes?
You know that this was something that we learned through the first lifestyle call, but I've never really applied it like I have this time. But whenever I think that I'm hungry and it's not really supposed to be time to be eating something, I have gone and got me a drink of water.
Yes,
yes. It's amazing what that does.
Isn't it?
Oh, well, anyway, I just appreciate it. And because of that, for me to drink 10, 12 glasses of water a day is no big deal. It used to be a big deal. But when I realize that I'm hungry
or that I think I'm hungry, and I drink the water, it just really causes me to calm down.
Thank you, Karen, for that great reminder. That is, it's true. It makes such a difference.
That is true. This is Nancy. I want to kind of piggyback on what was said. To get from one side of my house to the other, our kitchen is in the middle of the house. And so the shortest distance between two points is going through the kitchen. And I find that I'm standing there in front of the refrigerator, you know, I was just going, wait a minute. I was heading to the bathroom to get so-and-so to bring it back here. And it's just a habit of, well, what's in here? And, you know, and so I have caught myself. And being on these calls is wonderful. I don't feel like I've been stopped by the police on the highway and have spread it, you know, my legs and leaning on the car. It's nothing I dread. It is just a very positive thing being on this call, hearing all the comments, and knowing that I will be reassessing tomorrow morning, reassessing what I have done today, and possibly sharing wonderful things and trials. So just the call, the wonderful accountability, and the wonderful pointers is just fantastic. It's really helped me to not stop at the refrigerator or not pick up whatever is around and stick it in my mouth, because it's really boredom, or it can't be boredom. I'm not bored. But habit of just chewing on something, you know, not a gum chewer, but boy, I guess I'm a food chewer.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
Hi, this is Mary Lou, and, you know, I've realized that one thing I've been thinking about is I've been so because of this call and knowing that everybody's going to be here in the morning, and even if I don't report my points, I'm, you know, feeling like I'm accountable mainly to myself. And I mentioned the other day that, you know, I had done pretty well, and then our day, Saturday, was a day that we had taken off. We're giving ourselves one day off to do what we want, and we had a pretty busy schedule on Saturday, so we made Saturday be the day. We were had a dinner, and we had an event in the morning, and, yeah, we were doing so well, and that day threw us all off. We only got 5 points, and we're still playing catch-up for that. So I'm reevaluating whether or not I want to take one day off. It's like three steps forward and a couple back. So anyway, it's hard to get rid of old habits.
Yes, it is. That was a good point. I paid for my weekend.
You know what I'm excited about is that our daughter-in-law and our son saw the charts that Ruth created. And those charts really helped them to visualize what they ought to be doing, not just for themselves, but for their 5 children. And I'm excited about the influence that this will have on my family.
That's great.
I think one of the things that has come in this new program is that when I find myself starting to veer a little bit, or like maybe want to put something into my mouth, I guess I'm kind of a visual person. So I grab a book, and right now I'm into the book Reverse Aging. And I just kind of drink some Pie Mag water with the alkaline, and I grab a page and I read a page, and that seems to help me in realizing that where I want to be again.
Good idea.
That is. That's great, Monty.
Mm-hmm. Go to something instead of away from something.
You know, when Karen mentioned that about, you know, the healthy family, that brings me back, that reminds me of when we were doing this before. This was the, this was Prem, the balancing that helped my grandson so much. So thank you, Karen, for that reminder.
Yeah. If I remember right, Karen, that was not helping him lose his weight, was it?
No.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said that if what Mary Lou was talking about was he did not have a weight problem. You know,
yeah, no.
We think we're only talking about weight here, but it's a lot more than that. What did you tell what the difference was, Mary Lou?
Okay. He was having problems at school, and his teacher wanted him to be evaluated for ADD, ADHD. And when they came out of the doctor's office, my son, daughter-in-law, and my grandson were driving home, and the doctor said that he had ADD traits. And my son and daughter-in-law had quite a conversation with the doctor about drugs because they didn't want to put him on them, and the doctor said, well, if it was his child, he wouldn't have a problem with it, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, as they were driving home, my grandson just burst into tears and said that he didn't want to take those pills. And my son finally called me and said, Mom, in all your years with Nikan, is there anything that, you know, you think could help Brandon? And we were on this program, and I said, yes, I definitely thought that I could help him with the foods that he was eating. And so I got Brandon on the phone, and I said, if I come there and move in with you for a couple of weeks, because we lived in Yakima at the time, and they were in the Seattle area, and I said, if I come and move in with you for a couple of weeks, will you do everything, will you eat everything that I suggest? And he said, yeah. And so I went there. I gave him the food chart, let him pick out things that he liked to eat. I went to the store, bought it all. And it was absolutely amazing. This kid that didn't want to do his schoolwork was coming home from school. I mean, I noticed it within the first day, of course, being a grandma. And he would come in and hit the books right away. Then he'd go out and play. Well, the very first night I was there, I met his teacher, and she was the one that had referred him to the doctor. My son said, my mom's here to help Brandon. And I asked her, I said, if you notice anything good or, you know, not so good, would you let us know? Because I, you know, I'm really here. I can tweak things. I just really want to help him. And she said, oh, we all want what's best for Brandon. Well, I was there by the end of that week, or the first next, I can't remember the detail. It was within a week. They had a parent-teacher conference. And I stayed at home with the boys while they went to the parent-teacher conference. And I was a nervous wreck, but when my son walked in the door, he walked over to me. I was sitting at the counter. He walked over. He put his arms around me and kissed me and said, Mom, the teacher said she has never seen such a change in anybody in a week. Brandon was a different person. So he never, ever, he's now 20 years old, he never, ever had to go on those drugs. So it wasn't just the eating. I gave him a rollout each night, and, you know, I used our wonderful technologies, you know, made sure that he had chain around his neck in the daytime and folds in his shoes, and but he did everything, and but he got to where he would pick out his own food. And the other thing was he had been bringing his lunch home every day, not eaten, until I got there. So I had him pick some things off the food chart that he liked to eat, and it might not look like the best lunch. He didn't have a sandwich. He had almonds. He had the things that were on the food chart. He had crackers with nut butter on them and that kind of stuff. And he'd bring that thing home. He'd bring his lunch pail home, and it'd be empty. He'd eat it all. And he was taking Pine Mag water. So, anyway, it's amazing. I'm glad you reminded me, Karen.
That is such a fantastic example of what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, power of food. God gave us food and water and all the natural energies of the earth, and unfortunately,
we have made such a mess of a lot of it, but more of a mess of our food sources than anything. And when we think about the pH of our body at 7.4 and all these different foods, even if we didn't have a food chart here, if you think of your cells and the cell membranes wanting to bring something inside your cells, which, you know, something bad getting inside your cells, you'll die if you have all that horrible stuff inside your cells, but we ingest it inside of our gut, and if we want to nourish our body, our body has to work so hard to convert and take whatever they can out of that food to be able to put it inside of our cells. And by the time it does that, there's nothing left to eat. I mean, there's no nourishment that's coming inside of our cells. So our bodies are in starvation mode so much of the time because there's no nutrients going in, not in ours per se, but in people who are eating really crummy food. So it is no wonder that between walking down the street, and I'm not trying to point fingers at the size of people. I'm talking about people who can barely walk because they hurt all over. They're poorly nourished and they're dehydrated. It's a pretty sad state of affairs. But the good news is that our bodies also are very, very smart, and they're quick to recognize when good things come inside. And just like, you know, Karen, you were saying, you know, you drink your water and immediately your body recognizes that you put it into a good state. And if we can build on those good feelings and how we feel when we eat a big plate of spinach and good greens and good nourishing things, we feel better. And it's those good feelings that we want to build on because, you know, if we have challenges with eating when we're not feeling well, if we've got a way to remind ourselves of how we felt when we did feel well, it starts to become a habit to choose. I don't know if I'm making sense here, but it starts to become a habit to choose the good feelings that come with eating the good food that's nutritious for us.
We're very blessed to have this information. One of the things that I just, I'll go ahead. So this is Nancy. I was just wondering, I have a friend who was talking about how they were wanting to lose weight and they hadn't lost any weight and they couldn't figure out why, and I thought, I need to get her all this information. But what, I mean, I can show her the charts and tell her these stories and the one about the ADD tendencies. That's wonderful. What books did I recommend or what shall I get her? Say this is what we're basing this on.
What I was going to say right when we both started to talk at the same time is that I think each week we needed to talk, or maybe even each call, talk, have a end of the call time to have a call to people to come bring somebody onto the call. If we know these things and we have this program, we should be inviting people on as our guests or as a downline or whatever they are, our friends. All of them are probably our friends, but to invite somebody every day or maybe at least every week, whichever you can do, invite someone to come onto the call. I think our materials are better enough. Last week I wouldn't say that, but I think the things that we have on our screen are good enough. We can use them for talking points and help them to get onto the WebEx and onto our call.
I was just thinking how much I wanted my friend to be on the call today, hearing all that was said. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I think this call was recorded, Nancy.
Oh.
I heard Steve's voice.
And if I can get off mute, I can tell you, yes, it should be recorded. I left it recording before I started recording about 6:26 your time and leave for work. So it's when I left, it was recording, so it should be.
So, Ruth, is that information on your website, how to get into the recorded calls?
Well, if you go to my portal, allswell.org, just click on the help style calls.
What was that address?
Allswell, allswell.org. And down in other resources, there's the lifestyle calls that we've done in the past, and then the health style calls that we're doing now. It's not a, all it is a list of the calls, file names. It's not big and beautiful like lifestyle, well, lifestyle calls was more like a Craigslist rather than a pretty site, but it did the job, so. But I haven't had time to do the pretty at this point, so.
And Steve, you're listing them by dates, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, the okay. Year, the month, and then the day.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Steve, we so appreciate your taking the time every day to do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my selfishness for myself.
Yeah.
And it just luckily spills over certain different things.
If there was someone on the call who's on the call quite regularly who would like to take notes and step up and say, just take the notes and maybe have a title for each call, and then we could post that. So then when they go to Allswell, they would know what they're looking for.
That is true. It doesn't take that much longer to put a half a dozen words in there and stuff, but I quit doing it before because I was just too tired to do it all.
So I could send those to you, and then would you be able to put them on, Steve?
Sure. Even to start with, even if we just extended the call title with a few notes in the title to start with.
Okay.
You know, we talked about blood pressure, we talked about diabetes, we talked about this, you know, just some key words. So people can book down the list, or you can do a control F on your PC to check and see what's going on. And then hopefully in a month or two, I'll be able to make some changes for doing more, but right now I'm not going to. Just don't have the time.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Excuse me, Mary Dean, I would like to ask Mary Lou a question. So when we talk about what food they ate, excuse me, I think it would be also helpful to know which supplements, Nican products, since if for ADD, for that your grandson used.
Oh, boy, I hope I can remember that. Maybe it's in one of my old computers because I know at one time I had that all documented. I did definitely give him some of the nutrition I know, mental clarity. I'll have to go back and look, Ruth, because we actually put him in, and we were using shakes. He had
mm-hmm.
shakes. And this is a real tall, thin kid. He did not need to lose any weight. I even let him put a little bit of ice cream in his shake if he wanted. So, I mean, it was anything to get him to eat the foods and balance, and he learned how to do it himself. He was 11. That was 9 years ago, so I'll see if I can find those notes.
Did he also go onto the sleep system?
Oh, yes.
For him?
Oh, yes. Yep, sleep system insoles. He had a chain around his neck in the day, and the water. And let me think about that food. The nutrition. I've got to really try to remember that because there were some nutrition that we. Because I remember opening capsules and putting them in a shake. Maybe on Larry's computer, so I'll look that up and get it to you.
when we are talking about something like that and we've seen a definite effect, if we also bring in how NECAN helps, we do want this call to kind of relate to NECAN. So we want to also mention, so that we'll be on the recording, that that was some of the effect. And I was just started thinking about the fact that he was having trouble concentrating and that type of thing, and got on the sleep system, changed his diet, started using some supplements, and we've seen it over and over make a difference. And so we want everybody to know what's making another part of what's making such a difference with NECAM.
You know, one thing that I do I remember really, really, really well, and I was the fact that he couldn't hardly stand to have you know, he's real sensitive to different types of cloth on his body and stuff. And when the first night that I tried to give him a rollout, he couldn't stand that Meg Creator on him. And so I just told him to just relax. I used the Power Meg above him and just, you know, kind of talked to him real soft and everything, as I was using the Power Meg all over his back. And then it made it easier for him to get a rollout. And, you know, by the second, third day, he was asking me, "Grandma, do I get a rollout tonight?" So that was wonderful.
You made a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, again, you're right, Ruth. We thank you, Mary Lou. Those are good stories to remember. I remember having those conversations with you all the time. But again, the importance of sleep, because even though I've slid back up from lifestyles, I never did get back to where I was when I first got into NECAN, and I lost, just in the first 6 months, I lost 36 pounds getting on the sleep system, because a big chunk of my problem, I just never slept well. And the food and the water and the nutrition took me back down where I needed to be, and that's where I'm headed back again too. But my NECAN sleep system has always been integral. I've only been gone one night from it at a time. I always take something with me, because I know that when I was tired, I was eating, and I know that my hormonal levels were always totally messed up until I got onto the NECAN sleep system. I'm talking from the time I hit puberty until NECAN, I had horrendous hormonal problems, and one of the adverse effects of that was my weight gain, or that inability to maintain weight. So,
Mary Dean, may I share with you, before we got into NECAN, I had a complete hysterectomy, and it threw me into instant menopause, and my life was a mess. They put me on hormone medication, which had other side effects that I didn't like, and I went off of it. And of course, I didn't exactly enjoy my day-to-day life as far as my emotions were concerned. When I got onto that sleep system, I went off all of the medication, and I went back to like I was before I had the operation. And, you know, I shared this with an OBGYN doctor that was in NECAN at the time, and he told me, "You know, Karen, you're the third woman who has come up and told me that. So there is a correlation between your sleeping, your sleep pattern, and how your hormones in your body function."
Very definitely. And you can see articles. All you have to do is type in sleep and weight and hormones, and you'll get a plethora of hits on the internet for articles that link all those things together. So, I think we have come to the end of our time, and it's great to hear these our old stories, and I'm looking forward to us creating new stories so that we can talk about our successes and
again, thanks for the reminder, Monty, picking up reverse aging, whatever it's going to take to help each of us take another step towards getting being better on our on what we put inside of our mouth, and then when that starts to happen, we'll be sharing a lot more too. People will notice, and that's what that actually is what launched my NECAN career, was people noticing that I had that I was looking better sleeping. So I know that we can't help but look better when we're eating better. So we'll be here tomorrow and have an awesome day. And I'm going to be creative about exercise since we're snowed in here again. Mm-hmm. And have to go up and down my stairs a lot in this big old house here. Makeup. So.
Thank you, Mary. Great job. Thanks, everybody, for all the sharing. That's what makes this call, is us getting to have the interactive sharing, in my opinion. So, everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
Talk to you in the morning.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.